So today is the Divine Appearance Day. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, the Param Guru of Srila Prabhupada disciples and the Param Param Guru of young devotees. Srila Prabhupada said when he left this world that he's gone to another place to do the same thing. That he was spreading Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission here all over India, and he would go to another place to continue the same thing. And when our Srila Prabhupada was asked about Srila Bhakti Saranta Saraswati, he said, "What can I say? He was a Vaikuntha man." So we're going to read a passage on Srila Bhakti Saranta, the life of Srila Bhakti Saranta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. This was, I believe, in BTG at one point in time. It's from Krishna.com. Om Vishnupad Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami appeared in this mortal world in the year in February on as in the year February on as the third son of Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, known as Lalit Kedarnath Dutt, in his early household life. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was known as Bimal Prasad Dutt in his early life, and from his very boyhood, inspired by his devotee father, lived a strict, pious, and religious life. One instance in his early life will prove how much he was rigid in his principle of religious way of life. The instance may be cited here as a matter of course. Srila Kedarnath Dutt, as an ideal grihastha, used to worship Sri Sri Radha Govinda Vigraha at his house. As such, one day he purchased some good mangoes for the deity. When Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was a mere child, the child, Bimal Prasad, pretending the childish nature, ate up the mangoes without the knowledge of his father. The father, when he came to know that the mangoes purchased for offering to the deities at his house were swallowed up by his child Bimal Prasad, he mildly rebuked him and warned him also not to commit the mistake in future. The child Bimal Prasad took up this matter very seriously, and as the proverb goes, that child is the father of future men, so he proved himself then as the future acharya of the human community. From that day forward, till his departure from this mortal world, he remembered that mistake which he had committed in his early life, and as a matter of self-imposed punishment, he never touched mangoes of any kind for his eating purpose. In his later life, he was so many times requested by his thousands and thousands of disciples to accept mangoes, but he was always reminded of his childish so-called mistake and always quoted the instruction from the Ishopanishad that everything belongs to the Almighty God. Nobody, therefore, should accept anything in this world unless the same has first been offered to him, Almighty God. He was actually said to be 3 years of age. And when he was asked to eat Mangold later, he said, no, I cannot because I am a offender. He considered himself an offender for having taken the boga of the deity for his breakfast. Another instance in his early life may be stated here that when Bimal Prasad was on the lap of his beloved mother, his father, Kedarnath Dutt, was posted as magistrate of Puri. The car festival of Sri Sri Jagannath Ji took place at that time. The house was situated just near the main road through which the car used to pass. So when the car was moving, it stopped all of a sudden in front of the house where Sri Bimal Prasad was on the lap of his mother. The car of Jagannath stopped and did not move with utmost endeavor of the pulling devotees. The mother of Bimal Prasad took this opportunity and was helped to get up on the car for darshan of the deity with her saintly son. The baby, Bimal Prasad, was then thrown on the holy feet of Sri Sri Jagannath Ji. And at once the baby was blessed by God, as some flowers fell down on the baby from the hands of the deity. After understanding, that the child Bimal Prasad was not an ordinary one, there are many such small but very significant instances from his very childhood, which indicated Bimal Prasad to be a future great personality. And it so happened that in his later age, he became the most powerful acharya in the line of Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya in the disciplic succession from the Madhavacharya, who was in the line of Brahma Sampradaya, coming down from Brahma, the creator of this universe. There are four sampradayas, or transcendental spiritual acharya sampradayas, or fundamental schools of theism, such as Brahma Sampradaya, beginning from Brahma, after his initiation from the personality of Godhead, the Rudra Sampradaya, beginning from Shankara or Mahadev, the Sri Sampradaya, beginning from Srinath Lakshmi Devi, the eternal consort of Sri Narayan, and the Kumar Sampradaya, beginning from the Kumar, namely Sanak Sanat Kumars. Sri Madhavacharya belonged to Brahma Sampradaya, Sri Ramanuja to the Sri Sampradaya, Sri Vishnu Swami to the Rudra Sampradaya, and Sri Nambarka belonged to Kumar Sampradaya. All these four acharyas are bona fide preachers of the pure transcendental philosophy dealing with the problems of the world, the living entities and the Almighty God who is the Father of creation, as well as the living entities who are falsely trying to dominate over the creation and the controlling energy known as material energy. Sri Bhakti Sananta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj happened to be the 10th generation in the line of disciplic succession from Lord Chaitanya, who accepted Sri Ishwar Puri as his spiritual master. Sri Madhavendra Puri was the spiritual master of Sri Ishwar Puri, and his spiritual master, and he, Sri Madhavendra Puri, belonged in the disciplic succession from Madhavacharya, who was a direct disciple of Sri Vyasadeva. The spiritual master of Sri Vyasadeva was Sri Narada Muni, who was directly initiated by Brahma, the originator of the Brahma Sampradaya, and therefore my spiritual master, Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, B. belong to the transcendental spiritual school of philosophy of the Brahma Sampradaya, linking Brahma to Vyasadeva, from him to Madhvacharya, from Madhvacharya to Chaitanya, and from Lord Chaitanya to himself in a systematic principle of disciplic succession, as stated in Bhagavad Gita. Nowadays, there are many so-called gurus, but they have no sampradaya. They're not, when asked who is their spiritual master, what is their line of disciplic succession, they consider themselves just sprung out due to their so-called enlightenment. But here we see a real acharya is in the bona fide parampara system. He has a spiritual master who has a spiritual master all the way to Brahma, all the way to Lord Krishna. That the disciplic succession is not a something one can take or leave, but it is the bona fide system of spiritual master and disciple. As a bona fide acharya of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, the mission of Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami was to reestablish the pure form of theism as propounded by Lord Chaitanya in the line of his predecessors. Lord Chaitanya preached only the teachings of Bhagavad Gita in the most practical way to suit the present environment created by the dark age of quarrel In the latter age, calculated to be 200 years before the advent of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, many pseudo-spiritualistic parties in the name of Lord Chaitanya grew up like mushrooms to exhibit the noble sentiment of spiritualism of the innocent people of earth. Such pseudo-spiritualistic parties deviated poles asunder from the preaching of Lord Chaitanya because they were unfit to undergo the disciplic regulations, and as such, they had mitigated a via-media principle of rotten materialistic idea with pure spiritualism. They misunderstood the highest form of worship contemplated by the gopis of Vrindavan in the transcendental loving pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, and misidentified the spiritual process with a materialistic idea of erotic principle. As such, the highest principle, Rasleela, stated in the Bhagavad to be understood and relished at the stage of the Paramahamsa, was made a plaything by such pseudo-parties known as the Ola, Baula, Nerakarta, Bhaja, Sain, Derbashi, Sakiveki, Sahaja, Kasko Swamis, Kas Brahmins, and so on. These pseudo-parties passed as the disciples of Lord Chaitanya with their cheap nefarious activities. And of all the above parties, the Sahajas and the Kasko Swamis became the most obstinate obstructors to the onward progress of the universal movement of Lord Chaitanya. The philosophy of Lord Chaitanya was that God is one without a second. He is known as Sri Krishna, but his incarnations, such as Ram Narsingha, are all identical with him. The living entities or jivas are are qualitatively one with God, but quantitatively they are innumerable but eternal servitors of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The present materialistic activities of the jivas are also to be understood as the acts of maya or illusion, and therefore they are all waste of energy of the human being. The energy of the human being, as also of other living being, should therefore be directed under the bona fide regulations of the Acharya. So the line of Lord Chaitanya, and as such, he vehemently protested against the principles of these pseudo-transcendentalists now passed in the name of Lord Chaitanya. Srila Thakur Bhaktivinod initiated the reformatory movement by literary contributions while he was engaged as a high government officer. During his household life and serving as magistrate, he wrote books of various descriptions in Bengali, English, Sanskrit, etc., to present an actual picture of pure devotional activities of Lord Chaitanya. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj got inspiration from his very childhood about Srila Thakur Bhaktivinod's movement. As a matter of fact, out of all his other sons, Srila Saraswati Thakur practically worked as the private secretary of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. As such, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave him, Srila Saraswati Thakur, the transcendental power of attorney to espouse the cause of Lord Chaitanya. And so after Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's departure, Srila Saraswati Thakur took up reins of that reformatory movement. The first and foremost task of Srila Saraswati Thakur was to excavate the holy birthplace of Lord Chaitanya at Sridhar Mayapur in the district of Nadia in West Bengal. To substantiate this preliminary act of his great future movement, Srila Saraswati Thakur had to face tremendous difficulties offered by the caste Goswamis of Navadvip because they apprehended a lawyer in that initial movement. The caste Goswamis were exploiting and still are exploiting the religious sentiments of the common people in the name of Lord Chaitanya and presented themselves as so-called relative and descendants of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Factually, Lord Chaitanya, or for that matter, Lord Nityananda, accepted nobody as their relative or kinsman who were not devotee of the Lord. On the contrary, Lord Chaitanya accepted Thakur Haridas, who happened to come out of a Mohammedan family, as the Namacharya, or the most powerful authority for preaching Sankirtan movement, which Lord Chaitanya inaugurated so arduously. Lord Chaitanya, as it is stated in Bhagavad Gita or in other authentic scriptures, wanted to reestablish the Vaishnav Dharma on the real basis of spiritualism. He never deprecated the natural caste system, but neither he approved of the birthright caste system, which was degenerated into slut of anachronism. Lord Chaitanya opined that anyone who is well conversant with the philosophy of the absolute truth, Sri Krishna, never mind what he is, either born Brahmin or Sudra, or in the ashram of a sannyasi or grihastha, is perfectly competent to act in the role of spiritual master. And he practically demonstrated this fact during his preaching work. The Kasko Swamis, assisted by other pseudo-transcendentalists, made a click to check up the universal movement of Lord Chaitanya and made a business of dispatching those foolish followers to the kingdom heaven after having drawn a lump sum amount for this priestcraft hooliganism. Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj wanted to check this pseudo-spiritualistic activities of the so-called followers of Lord Chaitanya and present the actual thing for acceptance by the general public, religionists, and modern philosophers for a critical study or the sublime gift of Lord Chaitanya. Of the sublime gift of Lord Chaitanya. It is the honest belief of Srila Saraswati Thakur that people in general, modern philosophers and thinkers, as also the religionists, will be struck with wonder when they seriously make a study of the gift of Lord Chaitanya. What was thought by modern leaders like Gandhi and Rabindranath was long, long before thought by Chaitanya, not as a public leader of political inspiration, but as the father of all living entities. The movement of Lord Chaitanya is generally known as the Sankirtan movement, which is the transcendental process of self-realization by removing the dust of materialism on the mirror of human intelligence. The present problem confronting the human civilization is due to lack of a proper introspection of the goal of human knowledge. This was written by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada in Back to Godhead, Volume 1, Part 9, March of 1952. That's why it sounds a little bit heavy on the rhetoric. Srila Prabhupada spoke differently in those days before coming to the West and realizing that he was preaching to dummies. What do they call? I think they have little books. Some kind of law for dummies or such and such for dummies. So Srila Prabhupada changed his tune of preaching when he knew it was the young people in the 60s, some 14 years later. Srila Prabhupada says he met his spiritual master in 1922. One of his friends forced him to come and see Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Prabhupada was our Prabhupada because Srila Bhaktisiddhanta is also known as Srila Prabhupada. Our Prabhupada was following Mahatma Gandhi, and he was wearing khadi to boycott the British sales and the British government to get rid of the British rule. But after seeing Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami in 1922, Srila Prabhupada told his friends that this is the right man, this is the right person with the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And for many years, Srila Prabhupada took up the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the teachings of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, but didn't accept formal initiation till 1933. course, we know Srila Prabhupada was a pharmacist, had a family with 5 children. And he only met Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj on, I believe it was 4 occasions. Only few occasions. Sometimes devotees are like, well, I didn't have that much association with our Srila Prabhupada. Our Srila Prabhupada was not one of the most active members of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta's group at the time. But he was instructed on the first time meeting with Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, and also the last time he met with Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, that you are an intelligent man, why don't you go and preach Krishna consciousness in the English language? Why don't you preach Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking people? Formerly they had tried. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta had sent one of his disciples to England, but he was not very successful. Of course, our Srila Prabhupada, under the guidance of his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, sent his disciples to England, and they were very successful. Krishna consciousness spread like anything. Srila Prabhupada said that later in his life, before coming to America, that he was dreaming. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj was coming to him in a dream and was ordering him to take sannyas and preach Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada says, I was horrified. I have to give up my family. I have to go to the West. But he had this dream continually that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was coming and ordering him to take sannyas and preach this mission. On one occasion, when our Srila Prabhupada met with Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he instructed him, Amar ichu chilu kichu boy karano. Anyone speak Bengali? You know Bengali? What does that mean? Amar ichu chilu kichu boy karano. Forgive my accent. Amar icha chila kichu boy karano.
My desire was to not get attracted.
Say again.
My desire was not to get attracted.
Anyway, Srila Prabhupada translated is, I have a desire that you, if you get money, make books, distribute books. Maybe I'm pronouncing it wrong. Amare chichiru kichu boy karano. I tried to learn it, but if you get money, print books. And he said that on one occasion when meeting with our Srila Prabhupada, that soon there'll be a fire in the Gaudiya Math, because they're fighting over who should get which room at the new temple. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati said, we were better off at the old temple that was very, what was it, Bagh Bazar? At the old temple that was very small. before they moved into the new temples. And he was upset that his disciples, instead of preaching, were arguing over who should stay in which room. A good lesson for us to carry. Srila Prabhupada wrote also in this BTG article a poem on the appearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. If I could read that poem. Absolute is sentient, thou hast proved. Impersonal calamity, thou hast moved. This gives us a life anew and fresh. Worship thy feet, your divine grace. O my master, the evangelical angel, give us the light, give us thy light, light up thy candle. Struggle for existence, a human race. The only hope, his divine grace. Absolute ascension, thou hast proved in personal calamity. Thou hast moved. This gives us a life anew and fresh. Worship thy feet, your divine grace. Had you not come, who had told the message of Krishna, forceful and bold? That's your right, you have the mace. Save me a fallen, your divine grace. The line of service is drawn by you is pleasing and healthy, like morning dew. The oldest of all, but in new dress, miracle done, your divine grace. So this was written as a Vyasa Puja offering so many years ago by our Srila Prabhupada to his spiritual master. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was Nrisimha Guru. He was the lion guru, preaching so strongly against Mayavad and impersonal philosophy that these rascals, when they'd see him coming down the street, would cross to go to the other side. They were so frightened of him. And even one, I think it was a policeman, was paid by some enemies of the Gaudiya Math to poison Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, but he could not. He revealed the plot to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta left this world early in his life. I believe he was 62 years old. And he had given instruction to all of his disciples to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. Our Srila Prabhupada has took up that mission, spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, and it is our duty in the line of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to take this mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Lord Krishna, very seriously, and spread Krishna consciousness as it is to every nook and corner, through chanting, through prasadam, and through our Srila Prabhupada's books. So this is a very auspicious day. I believe is fasting till noon, and then there is a big feast There'll be a big feast at 1 o'clock, 12:30, after RT. And everyone should try to meditate on the glories of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premananda.
So that was nearly 70 years ago when he wrote this song.